Welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created for women of color who are fearless in their pursuit of getting anything and everything she wants out of life. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and transforming her life. Sit down with me, grab your earphones, turn me up in your cars, and let's have some well overdue girl chat. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and this is the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey boo, happy Monday. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. I'm hoping all of your weeks are off to a great start. I wanted to put out a plug for our Slay Girl Slay book club this week. We have just about 500 girls that are reading with us, and it is lit. I decided to start a book club this year because I love to read and I love to discuss a good book or a bad book. And honestly, is there really a such thing as a bad book? You know, maybe that's just my perspective, but I love to discuss a book after I'm done reading it. Also, reading is just a good way for me to disconnect from reality. And I have so much going on in my mind, a lot with the brand and keeping up with my family, and then just trying to keep myself together on a personal level. So reading is a great way for me to disconnect. The Slay Girl Slay Book Club was designed for my girls that love to read, from women who love to write and can live their best lives caught between the pages of a really good story. So be sure to join us. It's free to join. You can follow us on at Slay Girl Slay Book Club on Instagram, and of course join our book discussions on Goodreads. Even if you just want a good book recommendation and don't necessarily want to read along each month with us, that's totally fine, boo. Do what you need to do. Just stay connected with us because we post a lot about the books that we are reading. And if you need a good book recommendation, I know I'm always looking for a good book to read. We got you covered. Additionally, you guys, I just want to take a minute to say thank you for the love and the support you continue to show Slay Girl Slay and the podcast. It is so real. I could never say thank you enough, and I will always take a minute to say thank you because it really does mean a lot to me. Your reviews on the podcast keep us relevant to other users and listeners out there that might not know anything about us. And I know, you know, when I'm looking for a new podcast to listen to, I go straight to the reviews first so I can see if it's even worth listening to. So you guys hold us down always right there, and it means so much to me. If you haven't left us a review, please do so and let us know your thoughts on the podcast. And if it's at all helpful or motivating or encouraging, or even if you just feel like it's our girl chat time to sit and think about something different or just to connect on something that you felt before, definitely let us know. But beyond that, y'all, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for the support. It really does mean a lot to me. I answer every DM, every email that I see, and your love does not go unnoticed. So I'm not sure if you guys know, but there has been news that Instagram is potentially doing this new thing where they will start hiding the likes on your pictures so that only you can see them, in hopes, I guess, to minimize the amount of issues people seem to be having with the likes they get and how they correlate that to the type of person that they are, which is crazy, right? You know, if you get a bunch of likes, you're like, yay, great, I'm successful, people love me, you know, they like my outfit, they think I'm beautiful, et cetera, et cetera. But if they don't get a bunch of likes, people are automatically thinking something is wrong with them or that other people don't like them and that no one cares. And it's just insane because people really do feel that way. And my hopes are that none of you feel that way. And I know people are worried about their photos not being seen by their audience, or if you have an online brand, you're worried about other brands not being able to see how much influence you may truly have and potentially not working with you. I get it. Trust me, I do. It's crazy how something as small as likes is changing the course of how we think about our businesses, how we think of other people, and then obviously how we think about ourselves. But understand this, boo. You won't always be everyone's cup of tea. There will always be someone that doesn't like what you have to offer. That's life. They won't like what you are out there creating. They won't like what you're trying to do and trying to be in this world. And that's 100% okay. There is no like or comment or brand sponsorship that will make up for you trying to appease someone online and look good and post top-notch selfies every day just for people to like your photo. And I'm not saying it's not important if you do have an online brand or a business or a blog or, you know, a YouTube channel or whatever, but posting the perfect photo is not the end-all be-all. Someone liking your pictures and watching your videos is not the end all be all. It shouldn't matter if 500 people like your picture or 50. What matters is how you feel about what you are putting out there and how you feel about yourself when you do put your stuff out there. Because at the end of the day, y'all, it's about you and how you feel about yourself. Because if you're creating something that you believe in and creating something that you love, naturally, the people will eventually find you. And I don't want you to get caught up in trying to be like every other business owner, every other Instagram model, every other woman that you see that seems to be successful. You learn from them, of course, but the world needs a you. The way our world is shifting and the rate at which women are stepping outside the box right now and creating their own lanes and businesses and being fearless and walking in their purpose, this is not the time to be fitting in. This is nothing for you to be doing. There is nothing I want more for you than to not fit in. I want you to continue to love the fact that you can be introverted, socially awkward sometimes, empathic, shy, or loud and sassy and witty, because that's what makes you who you are. And the beauty in that is that there are so many other girls out there who are shy and introverted and socially awkward and pushing outside their comfort zones, also trying to share their gifts with the world too. You are not alone. And I remember being the only Black girl on my team at work and entering meeting rooms where I was the only woman of color and always sandwiched between other women who I could never connect with. And as hard as I tried to connect and relate to these women, they never saw me in a light that they saw themselves. They never saw me as one of them. I went to a good school. I graduated with a high GPA. I ended up working at the same place that they did, and yet I still didn't truly fit in. And it was after going home many nights upset and racking my brain trying to figure out why and having a conversation with my mom, and she's like, "They will never understand you. You were not cut from the same cloth. Stop trying to change who you are and embellish your stories to entertain them. Be who you are and the right people will find you." And it was then that I learned that I couldn't fit into this world no matter how hard I tried, but I had to wake up and show up as myself and make the world fit me. I know some of you are very early in your businesses and brands and you want to appeal to your audience and make them like you and want more of what you have to offer. But know this, boo. Any audience, and I am air quoting audience right now, any audience that you have to cater to and appease and entertain is not your audience. Your true audience, your true niche, your people, your tribe is what I'd like to call them, is into the real you. They want the girl that you are when you wake up in the morning. The girl that does her own thing, the girl that refuses to be anyone but who she exactly is. it's hard being yourself in a society where everything has to be aesthetically pleasing. You have to have beautiful, perfect photos every day, well thought out captions, a perfect business plan, amazing graphics, 100,000 people liking everything that you do, watching your stories, commenting, you know. But if that's not you, then that's not you. Do what works for you. Create what you like to create, even if it's not trendy or the hip thing on social media right now. Run your business the way that you know how. Hustle, but hustle your way and on your own terms. There are so many girls out there with the perfect aesthetic, and they just land the greatest photos, and they seem to have businesses that are booming, and their Shopify notifications are popping. And you know what? Good for them. I am proud of them. We are proud of them. But that's just not who I am. I used to want to be that girl, you know, that just looked like she had it going on all the time and posted these super beautiful but candid photos of myself every day, you know, casually eating here or getting drinks there with friends. And y'all, that's just not my reality. I don't have time to do that every single day. My hair right now is in a ponytail. My edges are not slicked back. They definitely not swooped. My brows are throwing up gang signs because they need to be done. I am a hotmessexpress.com, and I'm not going to let anyone in real life or on social media punk me into thinking I have to be a certain way for people to like me or my business. And when I create content for Slay Girl Slay, there are times when I'm about to say something on this podcast, or if I'm creating a graphic, I will stop myself and I'll think, I shouldn't say this because it might ruffle some feathers. Or, I shouldn't say this because I don't want people to think of me in a certain way. Or, you know, I don't want to be viewed in this light. And every time I've had that feeling, I've had to check myself. And I ask myself, do I feel this way because I'm genuinely concerned with what I'm actually about to say? Or am I concerned with what people will think about me? Am I just saying this to be saying it? Or will I feel proud when I look back at it? Am I happy with what I am putting out into this world? And is it a direct reflection of who I am? Because when we start doing things outside of who we truly are and trying to do things the way this person did it and the way that person did it, and we copy and paste what we see online into our real lives, we are theoretically nonetheless caring way too much about what other people think. And you guys know how I feel about caring too much about what other people think. It stifles our growth. It shuts the door on our own creativity and teaches us that our own opinions are not valid. It teaches us that the way we think and the way we formulate opinions don't matter. And when we are not being ourselves and trying to be like other people and conforming into what people think we should be, we're telling ourselves that who we are, the girl that I woke up as this morning and live with every single day, is not good enough. And I just can't subscribe to that. I want you to stand out by any means necessary. Be so you that you make other people look at their own selves and ask themselves, is this really me? Am I being myself? Keep building, boo. Keep doing your thing and what is right for you. Don't sell yourself short trying to be like the next girl boss or the next girl you see influencing online. The other moms you see that might look like they have it all together, the social media influencers that look bomb in every photo and seem to have every single brand deal possible, the successful YouTubers, the girls at school, or you see people you admire interacting with each other and becoming friends and supporting one another, and you don't know them and they don't know you, and you just want to be in. You just want to be seen too. I get it. But it's a hell of a lot easier being you, boo, than trying to be you and somebody else. You have to believe that the greatness that's within you, the greatness we talked about in our last episode, will attract your tribe and attract the people who need to see you the most. And you trying to fit in and trying to be like someone else you're not will not get you there. I say it all the time and I will say it again. Trust your sauce, boo. Keep doing your thing, your way, and showing up in a way that makes you proud. The world needs more Jaleesas, Samathas, Aarons, Taylors, Keishas, Autumns, Skies, Aishas, Maras, Christinas, Cindys, all of you that are listening. The world needs more of just you, whether you're awkward, loud, sassy, shy, introverted, weaved up or no weave at all, booking clients or you just got one client, stacks in the bank, or you're just trying to get by. The world, the community, the culture needs you to just be you. All right, you guys, that wraps us up for this week. I would much appreciate it if you guys would leave a comment in the comment section with your thoughts on the Slay Girl Slay podcast, and even more if you would subscribe. Send me an email with any topics or, of course, feedback on today's podcast, and you can always find us on Instagram and Facebook at Slay Girl Slay, or come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. Until next week, we will chat soon. Peace.